to honor, but like your humming
you
is delightful.
You make me happy. Hey, this is what I was telling them earlier. J-Fig, if y'all have a barbecue or something, everybody get excited when they start playing Celia Cruz, right? What's a good name another where if you have a barbecue and this song is played or this artist is played, everybody.
You're not going to know who it is at all.
But you know, it's Cuban. It's a Cuban thing.
Yeah.
So for black people, it's Frankie Beverly and Maze. So that's why Marcos.
My family is shifts. Like, there's always a different artist that gets them going.
But why are you so damn difficult?
Wow.
Right? Like, you made that way more. Like, right?
Minus one for difficulty.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry. Did you want me to be dishonest with you?
Minus one.
No, I'm
one.
Just saying.
Give you some deception.
Like, you could have gave an artist. You could have gave an artist. Oh, they play this.
If I say an artist, you're not going to know who that person
that
is.
That wasn't the much point.
Okay, the fine. Point say was, Nina. Do you think you know who that no, is?
Yeah, that's not the point. It. The point was is that everybody at their certain functions or their barbecues have somebody different. For us, it is Frankie Beverly. That's all I was getting at. Then you had to put a screech
now,
in the conversation.
If there's a barbecue and my dad is, if they allow us to take over, me and my dad get very excited over Led Zeppelin. So.
How come it says Frankie Beverly passed away 10 days ago?
That's what because, I saw yesterday, but I let you have your moment.
Hold on. Okay. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because today, everybody was supposed to wear white to celebrate Frankie Beverly. That's why I'm
white.
Doing it today. I'm not wearing white. No.
Yeah.
Wait, then why?
By the way, nobody's wearing a Vice shirt either. I mean, just way to go by show rules,
okay.
Everybody.
Hold on.
I mean, great job.
Well, just because you got your rotation.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's just, you know.
10 days ago.
You know, every time I encounter a Vice shirt and I want to buy it, it's so ugly. I can't
That's
buy
the
it.
Point.
That's the point of it.
It's so ugly.
Anyway, rest in peace.
You want to know what's crazy? Tobin? I know where you got that shirt.
Yep.
I have the same one that I golf in.
Do you?
Yes.
Sure. Headlines are brought to you by...
It would have been so this show if we wore the same damn... I say for Tobin, it's the Chili Steve song. No, come on. Not at a barbecue, dude.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
I couldn't see you singing that over the ribs. As he cooking the ribs.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Dolphins going to travel today to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Kickoff set for 4:05. Game day, uncensored, is at noon on Sunday. We'll, of course, be joined by Adam Beasley and Omar Kelly.
Get to sleep ready. In.
Yeah, are you happy about that noon start, or you don't like it?
I'm up anyway.
You miss early football, though.
I'm up early anyway. Yeah, so not a big deal either way.
Yeah.
We got the Canes. I'm hyped for the Canes game.
Oh yeah,
this is their first, like, I won't say test, but I would say test in style. This game might require a little more patience than just going out there and just, you know, being a bully. Because USF is going to try and run the football. That's what they do. Last week, they damn near ran for 400.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's what they're going to try to do. Who's the – is it UCF that has the quarterback? Or is it USF?
I don't know.
I think it's UCF.
At coach?
Yeah. That you, when you hear the name, you'll know. But yeah, so I'm interested. I'm really
never heard of the USF coach. Alex Golish?
Gus Malzahn coaches UCF.
Oh, it's Gus Malzahn. Okay.
Are you thinking, didn't they used to be coached by Heupel?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
I think he's at Tennessee now, isn't he?
Yeah. The hell okay. Is a Heupel? Yeah. That's a big comeuppance. They got a big game this week against Oklahoma.
Sure do. They got the game day game.
Ah.
By the way, Hurricanes fans, I want to let you guys know today's the day. It's No Fee Friday, where you can get your tickets without any extra fees. Today only, grab your seats for the action without any extra costs. Don't wait. Tickets are going fast. Head to MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. That's MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. Hurry, it's today only. Last night also, the Jets make easy work of the Patriots, 24-3.
It was the best I've seen the Jets play in 2 years.
Yep. Smoked.
On both sides of the ball.
We got a sneak peek of Drake May. He came in late. Jacoby Brissett got the snot kicked out of him in that game.
It was like
the Jets. The Jets sacked the Patriots 7 times.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I'm gonna just throw that out there to New England people. After they blitz on the first 4 third downs, you think maybe you should kind of prepare for that a little bit?
There was one drive where I think their backup left tackle was in there, but the guy who was filling in, he gave up back-to-back sacks while holding.
Ah!
And holding badly. Like, holding badly.
Right. Yeah.
Like, his feet never moved.
Yeah, like, he held a guy, but, like, completely left Quinnen Williams, then unblocked, and got Jacoby Brissett nearly killed. And then the next play, he gave up a sack again while trying to hold. So it was bad. And then Drake May was in there for 2 seconds. He got sacked. So, you know, great showing for the Patriots.
We always look at these players, especially quarterbacks, and fans are quick to say he's no good. But I heard this conversation had, and you know, we've kind of had it before. What if a good quarterback goes to a bad organization?
So what Zeldin was saying about Bryce Young.
If Bryce Young had ended up in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and C.J. Stroud would have ended up in Carolina, would we be talking about Bryce Young the way we're talking about C.J. Stroud?
I don't know. Right. I tell you one thing, though. Like when the Carolina Panthers played Dolphins, he had some nice throws, Bryce Young.
Okay.
You stupid. Still on that? He's not even playing quarterback for them anymore.
That's such a vague statement.
They decided to go.
What do you mean?
Think about this.
How can anyone like fact check that? Like, it's an opinionated statement, and it's super.
Here's
vague,
the more incredible thing.
Had some nice throws.
Everybody wants to get their young quarterback in the game and play them as soon as possible. And I've sometimes complained about that.
Tom Brady.
You look at all of the success that some guys have had. They usually sat for a period of time. But now we're just forced pushing them into play, say, learn on the fly. But what if your team is bad and your organization is bad and you're thrust into that situation and you don't have success? Is that your fault or their fault?
I think it's their fault.
Because I'm going to tell you like this. Like, man, Andy Dalton, that's your answer?
Oof.
Like you're saying to your number one pick in the draft.
Oof.
You are so bad that we're going to play Andy Dalton, who nobody even knew was backing you up.
It's crazy. Let's take a break.
Jennifer, is she frozen?
I think she is frozen.
I know, because look, I'm like, what are you?
She looks like very
at?
Confused. Oh, like,
she's really
she looks like
thought.
That thinking emoji.
Right.
Wow. Oh, she was pondering.
She's plotting murdering. Okay.
She was looking at her playlist for the next barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably got like Slug Vampire as like her. That's what gets the people going.
Rockville.
Take a break. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with
gotta
you. Is JFig frozen again? Or is she trolling us?
No. Oh. Trolling us.
No, it just keeps going in and out. I don't know if you can hear me well.
Fix it!
Whoa.
Me? I don't know. I got PTSD from that. I'm like, oh God, what do I do?
We were talking about a game. We were asking Jimmy from the Hockman and Crowder show, was he at the Mike Mordecai game? And he was not.
No, he was not there. But he was at some pretty impressive games.
He was at Levon 15 strikeouts in the NLCS.
Pretty good.
Game 4 of the World Series, Alex Gonzalez. That was at the game, too. That was, wow. Of course, Miguel Cabrera also took Roger Clemens deep.
Cool.
After he got a little chin music.
After he got a little dust. Yeah, a little dust back. And then we were talking because Marcos was saying that he went to, what was it, a triple overtime?
Yeah. Well, I found out it was a miraculous comeback. We were down 33-10 in the third against the Gators. And this was in the Orange Bowl. And Frank Gore, Brock Berlin, led a comeback. And it was an amazing game. I think it may have gone into like overtime. But I just remember down 33-10. And my dad's like, let's beat traffic. Let's get out of here, kid. And then we're listening.
You weren't alone.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, and then I remember another game. I was like, oh, yeah, this was another classic moment. The Notre Dame beat down that the Canes did at the Hard Rock Stadium a few years ago. Blacked out at the tailgate. Never made it inside.
Wow.
You know what I call that game?
What?
I call that the season ticket game. Because me and Fonz had season tickets. So we went to all the Canes games that year.
That was a good game, though.
I asked him if he wanted to go get season tickets for the Dolphins or season tickets for the Canes. He said, I want the Canes because I like the bands.
Who, you know, sometimes wouldn't face you or sometimes not come at all.
True.
What now?
I said sometimes they would face the wrong direction, the bands.
Oh, my goodness.
Or sometimes they wouldn't come at all. Cool. I was talking. Marcos was talking about games that he had been to, epic comeback, like missing epic. I don't think that's ever happened to me as a sports fan.
Yeah,
I never had like a Ray Allen situation where I was like, no, and I missed it. Mm. But I did miss an epic loss one time.
Which is like,
my wife and I went to. It was the first season of the Big Three, and you know those games, big stakes, right? So we went, it was, and it may have been like the last game we've gone to, because then I started like, you know, I was either producing broadcasts or covering the games. So we just went as fans, and it was the Heat versus the Jazz. And Heat fans will probably already know the game I'm talking about immediately when I mention that. Heat Jazz, November 2010, the Heat were killing the Jazz, killing them, Leroy. I'm like, in the bag. What do we got to stay for? I thought we were going to see Big Z by the fourth quarter. Like, no point in sticking around. So we're like, hey, let's beat traffic. You know, let's go home. We lived in Del Rey, so it was a far drive. It was an epic trek. And, you know, she falls asleep. I still got the game on in the radio. And, of course, it's Mike Inglis. And we all know one thing about Mike Inglis.
He'll
tell you how it is. And especially if you're letting a lead slip. And most of the time with Mike Inglis,
he'll say that and you'll still be up by 20.
Exactly. Mike Inglis will sound like that. You'll be up 20. If you're up 16, he'll be like, well, Heater letting the back door open here. Here it goes. But this one was actually legit. His anger was legit because Paul Millsap started cooking the Heat. He could not miss. And Paul Millsap led the Jazz, I think, as they're still their biggest comeback. I think they were down 22 at halftime. He scored 46 points and led the Jazz to a comeback victory over the Miami Heat. I'm like, thank God I didn't stay for that game. Because if I was there and I saw that in person, I would have been miserable.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I think at halftime it was 51-32. And then somehow they lost 116-114.
Oof.
Yeah, not good. 10 points. And oh, because it went to overtime as well?
Brutal.
They let up 42 points in that fourth quarter.
Jeez.
What a drive home.
You're not hard.
But you guys don't really, like, 42. It's not only that, but it's also like I don't know what their record was at that point, because that's pretty early in the season, November 9th.
5-3.
Yeah, like, you know, so we were leading into Bumpgate. Because every game had heavy stakes.
Bump game. Yeah,
every game was just like a monster epic stakes. It's like, oh, man, they lose this one.
Everybody was like, it's funny because people still talk about that team like, I don't like when stars get together, right? Even though they weren't the first team to do it. Boston was.
Yeah, no, dude, Leroy, nobody cares about Paul Pierce, dude.
I know.
Nobody gives a rat's ass about that guy. I
hate that guy, actually.
Who cares about Paul Pierce?
The worst, actually.
You know? Nobody cares about those guys.
He does that show with Joy.
He pooped himself, dude.
I can't believe Joy's ended up working with Skip Bayless and Paul Pierce.
Yeah, strange.
I know.
I haven't mentioned that on social media or anything, but that is funny.
Show favorites.
You want to talk about two people like that? That show was ripping more than anybody. Paul Pierce, Skip Bayless. Mm. She's worked with both of them.
Shh. Oh, careful.
Hilarious. Let's get to you. Dead to me, huh?
Oh,
dead to me.
Dead to me.
Dead to me.
Sorry, I should have the bed ready. Look,
you're dead to me. Bury him.
Take him a time.
Dead to me.
Take him a time.
Miami Hurricanes fans, by the way. Today's the last day. It's No Fee Friday where you can get tickets without any extra fees. Grab your seats, catch all the action, and no extra cost. Don't wait. Tickets are going fast. MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. That is today only. I'll go first. It's you guys as a show. You're dead to me.
Whoa!
You dismissed my idea of two things today. One,
you're dead to me.
The fact that Shohei Ohtani, we don't know that Shohei Ohtani wasn't inspired by Dontrell Willis as a wee lad in Japan.
I think we know.
We don't know.
I'm almost positive.
How old is Dontrell?
How old is Dontrell Willis? I would guess 41-ish.
11 years older than you think that he's.
But he was 10, 11? 42, Dontrell Willis.
Gotcha.
So you think, let me get this straight. A young aspiring baseball player in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, father, can we please put on the Marlins? Really?
No, I don't know if he was.
You're dead to me.
Why?
No.
Whoa.
Reverse dead to me? This isn't a boomerang?
Hey, look, you think I'm watching?
You're dead to me.
You think some Japanese kid is watching Dontrell Willis?
You don't think they watch a little ESPN, baby?
No disrespect, Dontrell. Let's not make sure we say that.
Oh, yeah. Too late.
Mm.
Too late. D-Train, dude. He could hit. He could pitch. Ohtani's like, well, I could do both. Why can't I do that? But I'll do it more. Papa.
What was that?
And also, you dismissed the Mike Mordecai game, which is really upsetting to me.
You can't keep bringing that up.
Mike Mordecai.
But it was a big game, dude. It's a big game. And
you have to be a real fan to remember that game.
It was a great game. It was a great game. And then finally, you guys are bad teammates.
How many home runs he hit while he was here? Three.
Yeah, but the big knocks, baby. Big knocks. And he would do anything. Mike Mordecai, he'd catch. He'd play any position. But let me ask you this.
Real utility guy.
When do you guys think you're going to be better teammates? Because the fact you guys don't like Easy Breezy, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I mean, you try to push these onto us, and if we don't like it, now we're dead to you?
Can I ask you a question?
You're dead to me.
No support.
Because we don't agree with that.
Let me explain something to you. First of all, stop passing crap down like you corporate. Right? like, what are you doing? Passing thoughts down like you corporate. No. We don't operate like that. I'm going to say this.
Who's dead to you?
There are people that really have a problem or really suggesting that Shohei Ohtani is not one of the greatest to ever do it.
There's no way, there's no way.
And I'm going to say this. This dude is the only person. No. There were. I was perusing Twitter.
There are show haters.
He's the only person. He's the only person that could probably be in the Hall of Fame at two positions.
Yeah.
DH and pitcher. Think about that. Think of another sport that plays multiple positions. That's if Deion was, just imagine if Deion Sanders had been a Hall of Famer at DB and at wide receiver. Like, it's crazy. So all those people are dead to me. Like, I think sometimes we watch sports for the wrong reasons, right? Maybe that's the gambling aspect of it. But we don't watch sports anymore to see great things. And I think we should just sit back and appreciate what this man has done, because guess what? You ain't never seen it in your lifetime. Your father has never seen it in his lifetime. His grandfather, your grandfather has never seen it, because it's never happened before.
It's amazing.
And that's pretty amazing that you can say, hey, I was living in South Florida when Shohei Ohtani became the first person to hit 50-50, go 50-50. Everybody's going to remember that. Even though your cheap bastards didn't go to the game, that's a whole different discussion.
Jeez.
Strong.
I'm just saying. You cheap bastard. It's something that's never been done in the history of the sport. What, and they have 15,000.
What are the negative tweets you're seeing about Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, can I hear some of those if possible?
Hold on.
Overrated, pick a position. Like, what is, like, what are the, what takes did you like, have on that guy?
Like, one of them was like, I mean, you still can't consider him one of the greatest players. I'm like, think about this, buddy. Back when Babe Ruth was playing, he only played against other white guys.
Intangibles.
He ain't play against guys from different countries. He ain't play from other Japanese players. He ain't play from Cubans. He ain't play from Dominicans, right? He only played against white dudes. So throw that in the mix.
Yeah. But Oyster Burns.
Oh, Oyster Burns.
That guy's good. Burnerer.
Oh, you're talking to me. Okay.
You know who I'm talking to.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking to. Well, we had to make sure you wasn't frozen, because that last stare.
We got to get that screenshot.
Were you guys making fun of me? Was,
oh, my God.
How did I look? Was it awful?
It looked like you were looking off into the sunset as, like, the thinker.
Yeah, you look like the thinking emoji.
Yeah.
Oh, I was doing the newsletter. I'm sorry.
No, I know I won't be in it. You don't have to apologize.
This is the WQAM one, okay? So you are on it.
Hey, Glenn! She keeps keeping me out of the newsletter.
I'm going to do it on purpose next time.
He's not there.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Hasn't been here all week. I haven't seen him all week. I've been here all week.
No?
Where's he been?
Yesterday he was here. Trust me.
No, he wasn't here yesterday.
Ago, 2 days ago. Sorry, 2 days ago. I was.
Tuesday he was there, actually.
All right. What do you got, JFig? Who's dead to you?
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there is a Chinese zoo who was just lying to us. Lying. You know how we feel about deception over here.
Not great.
Oh, yeah.
Not great.
Why? How are they lying to us?
Apparently, they're painting dogs to look like pandas.
Wait. I don't believe this.
No!
I don't believe.
Look at this picture. Tell me that it's not a dog, okay?
Wait a minute.
This has got to be a fake story. It's got to be a fake story. It's got to be a fake story.
There is nobody going to that zoo.
There's no way that's a real story.
Well, apparently they uncovered this whole situation because there was a visitor who was being barked at.
Yes, as pandas.
Since when do pandas bark?
Oh, they bark. Everyone's heard a panda bark before.
What? Where are we in the world where people are so stupid that you can't see that's a damn dog?
That's
a very cute dog, too.
That's a panda. How do you know? How many pandas have you seen up close?
Really? How many pandas have you seen on all fours? Normally, they sit up.
It's kind of like when you're going to Central Florida and, like, we got live gators. And they're, like, little four-footers, like, little.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, thanks. Dude, that's so glad.
No, you say, I want to see the gator with the intangible, with his head in his mouth. Oh. That's how big I want him to be.
Those are fun. Go to the shows down here at Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared. Good fishing there, though. You got to go take the boat back into the cut, though.
Froggy, who's.
That museum that we have, though, downtown, I forgot what it's called, but when they first opened it, they had pictures that they had sharks in their tanks, and the pictures were so not it, because there were, like, sharks of all sizes, and there were so many of them, and when you get there, you saw probably two.
At the Frost Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, is that it?
Didn't a bunch of sharks die there? They, like, mysteriously died in that tank.
Yeah, JFig. Yeah, why don't you show some respect?
It's a pretty tank.
But then why give false advertisement about it?
To get you to pay to go there. Like, there's no penalty.
It is nice.
There's no penalty for doing that.
I've been there when the sharks are good. Like, it's looked really nice. But I think that they had, like,
seen more than two sharks?
Oh, yeah. I've been there before with the sharks being full-fledged. But there was a thing I think they had. I don't know the details of it, so I don't want to spread too much. But I'm pretty sure, like, they had many sharks with mysterious deaths at the Frost Museum. They're like, what?
Maybe it's haunted.
I don't know. Well, who's dead to you?
Me, personally, someone who has been dead to us before. His last name is Tatum. It makes you want to hate him. He's done it again. Jason Tatum gets a tattoo of himself kissing the trophy.
No! That has to be fake. That has to be fake. That has to be fake.
Tatum kissing the trophy.
A tattoo of yourself? What?
Yes, man. Right on the back there. Kissing the trophy.
Are you bleeping kidding me?
He kind of looks like Kobe.
That's
or
a whole
like
new
that.
Level.
Wow. Yeah, he is the lamest.
Too much, right?
Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum indeed. That is the next level of cringe. And for that reason, my friend, you're dead to me.
A man who will never do that, even though he could. He could get a tattoo of himself kissing the Stanley Cup on his back. Great hair. Anton Lundell.
Oh, yeah.
Lundy sat down with us at Panthers Media Day. If you guys missed it, we'll bring that to you. Everybody have a great weekend on top of that. We'll talk to you rascals on Monday.